probiotic. Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You, of course, can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You may Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. With you tonight is Ian.
Tally.
And Allie.
Allie is here, courtesy of her radio show, which is called ALP. And what is that all about?
ALP is a show that I do with Ellen, who was on last week, and we talk about a new exciting topic every week. And tomorrow, we're having Brett Vinat on to talk about conspiracy theories like JFK.
You mean Brett Vinat from the School Sucks Project?
That's right.
That is also another great podcast, by the way. You can go to his website, schoolsucksproject.com, to get his YouTube channel, his call-in show, and their web community that promotes real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies at schoolsucksproject.com. You know, Allie, I feel like he's a really great guest for ALP, because ALP has this real intellectual flavor to it that I think you get from School Sucks Project as well. So I think it'll be a really good match.
We had Brett on another time to talk about something history related. Yeah, to talk about the Iron Curtain.
He wasn't in studio, was he?
No, he Skyped in. So this will be even better because he'll be in studio here. And that was a really great episode to have him on. I think he's a good fit for the show. So
you're going to be talking about conspiracies.
That's right. And we're talking about JFK, and I kind of wanted to also talk about 9/11 because I think for Brett, JFK was exciting. Finding out the truth and looking into that one and being curious about it was like, for me, 9/11, right?
Were you a truther?
I used to be more truther-y, I guess. That used to be like my issue. That's how I started this questioning the state thing.
Wow, I did not know you were one of those.
One of those. So I wasn't super active in it or anything, but I do remember watching some truther documentary and writing down ideas like, how can I get the word out about this? And I was really upset by it.
You didn't do anything?
But I ended up sort of, before I decided to get active in that way, I sort of became more interested in other things that, like, why are there wars, and what are these wars over? And then sort of looking more into other issues besides just 9/11, because that doesn't really speak to the whole anatomy of the state.
So you were born in, like, 1990, right?
That's right.
So you'd have been 11 years old on 9/11.
Yeah, so to me, I didn't understand, like, from a child's point of
view. Were you a truther at age 11?
No.
Or what?
Just from a child's point of view, it was, the 9/11 was this big emotional hardship for all the adults, and I couldn't really understand it. And then I remember hearing about us going to war and me being like, oh, well, we'll just cream them. It'll take like 2 days. As a kid, I'm thinking that, because it's like Team America is going to go kick ass.
And them was actually Iraq. That was kind of weird.
Yeah, and I didn't really. I was like, I guess that's where the bad guys are, I guess. Mm. And then when it kept going on, I remember asking my parents, like, is that war still going on? They're like, oh, yeah, it's going to be going on for a while. And I was like, why? Why would it go on this long? I didn't understand. So I just sort of became disillusioned with the whole thing. And it wasn't until later when I saw some documentaries about 9/11 and started questioning it more did I realize that the whole thing just seemed like a big farce and a big excuse to have a war. Because it was more about continuing a war than it was about seeking justice for what happened on 9/11.
So interesting. So you and your history in the Liberty Movement, you started out as a conspiracy theorist around 9/11.
Well, you would probably be accurate to I don't know. I don't like to call it a conspiracy theorist because I didn't have any special theories around what happened.
Uh-huh.
I was just very skeptical. Like, I was sure that
towers
fall at free fall speed because they were hit by a plane. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of thing that I would complain about.
You didn't take the position that it was actually an alien death ray.
No.
That was involved. Okay, but then you found, you asked more tough questions about war and more maybe the principles behind why things were happening.
Yeah, why did they want, why were they willing to risk this huge, this huge production, this huge thing that cost so many people lives and brought so much despair to so many people? Why would they do this just so they can bring more despair to people in foreign lands? And then I realized that that's just what government likes to do. If government can like something, that's just what happens when people get together and call themselves a government, is they get hungrier and hungrier for power, and then when you give them that power, they abuse it in these terrible ways, and then people can't even see it for what it is. So that whole realization is what made me want to look more into, like, if these people are that powerful, what else are they controlling?
Let's go to the phones here and to your thoughts. We've got Dean in Ontario. Dean, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to LRN.FM. Hey there.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey,
I wanted to let you guys know about an expropriation case that's happening here in Ontario. In Trenton, Ontario, there's a farmer named Frank Myers, and the military and the government have decided to expropriate his land in order to build a training facility for an anti-terrorist task force.
Oh,
and all of Frank's neighbors had sold out, and after 7 years, Frank was still holding firm, not wanting to sell, and the government was going to go ahead and expropriate the land anyway.
Sure.
A couple of weeks ago, through a Facebook group, there was a group of us who had planned to occupy the farm on the Sunday before the farm buildings were due to be demolished on the Monday. And miraculously, the day before the occupation was scheduled to happen, the military came over and told Frank that they had postponed the demolition till next month. And the latest news this afternoon, unfortunately, is that they threatened Frank enough to finally get him to sign a deal to sell his land. And so that brings up the question of what to do next. He was coerced into doing that.
An offer he couldn't refuse.
Yeah, exactly. He was coerced into it. So does that, just because Frank is no longer claiming the right to the land, that doesn't give the government a legitimate right to it. So maybe we should still occupy and
still occupy
hold
anyway.
It in trust for Frank.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Do you want that in your neighborhood, in your community, the terrorist training center?
Absolutely not. And that's part of the reason why I'm already mad that the government is trying to steal Frank's land for any purpose. But the fact that they're doing it in order to train men and women to kill other people in my name with my money around the world is just outrageous.
I think it's heroic. I mean, the fact that you guys, whoever is involved in this, would be willing to go ahead and occupy that land anyway, even though the owner is already thrown in the towel, I think is really amazing. And how many people did you have that were willing to step up?
Well, a couple weeks ago, we had 20 people show up on the day that we were supposed to be occupying. We didn't end up occupying because the demolition crews weren't coming. There was a security guard, a private security guard, guarding the portion of the property that the Department of National Defense had claimed. They are going to let Frank keep his house, but it's the rest of his property. It's been in his family since 1798 or so, when it was granted them by royal charter by the king. So we had 20 people show up, and
the king can take us away, I guess.
Yeah, and we had 12 cops just showing up when we were just peacefully demonstrating on the land that they had acknowledged was Frank's and that they were not going to take from him even.
I wonder if you could use the state's laws against them and, like, find an endangered species and, like, let it go on that land and be like, you can't build here now.
Well, they have tried. We are working on – there are some people working on that as well. There's some endangered species.
Don't tell us.
But I don't see why we should count on the government to follow some rules but not others when they're stealing land, right?
Absolutely. Great story, Dean. Keep us in the loop. Let us know how that goes. And thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Very heroic, people being willing to stand up for the rights of others And in this case, someone who won't even stand up for themselves at this point. He buckled under the pressure. He sold out. He took the deal. And you can't blame people for that. I mean, it sucks going up against the state when everything you have, that everything you love is on the line, or some of the most important things in your life. And in the case of somebody that's had property for generations, that's something that's important to them.
What a feeling of helplessness.
No doubt about it. More coming up here in moments. Your calls are welcome. Allie, you're going to tell us about a cattle abuse story.
That's right.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Good day, Jim Kerr from Midas Resources. November 27th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1252.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.98.21, $6.49.11 for a half ounce, or $3.24.55 for a quarter ounce. That's $12.98.21, $6.49.11, and $3.24.55.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can can take control of the airwaves here that allows you to bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE would be the toll-free line brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733. We, in the past on Free Talk Live, Mark and I have told you about ForcefieldEnergy.com. Stock ticker price is, or stock ticker symbol is FNRG. It is on the NASDAQ exchange. We had told you that it was going to be listed on NASDAQ before it was listed. They are now there. We'd also told you that they had some big contracts that were likely to come in, and some of those have. And we told you it was poised to move upward in price, and it has done that as well. LED lighting is, in my opinion, one of the big reasons for it. I know I've been switching over from the fluorescent swirls to LED bulbs as those swirls die out, getting the opportunity now to buy LED bulbs. But I'm just, you know, one guy with one house. I don't have an industrial application where I've literally got thousands of bulbs that are costing me who knows what a ridiculous amount of money every single month. What Force Field Energy is doing is they're approaching these big companies with warehouse space. They're approaching governments with huge lighting installations alongside roadsides, and they're offering them LED lighting. They're offering to, you know, make the purchase, do the install for them. They handle everything, and they are also offering financing. So it makes it very attractive because the company can basically use ForceFieldEnergy.com to come in and just handle all of the lighting changeover, and then at the end of it, they get a lower power bill, and basically it pays for itself. The upgrade to LED lighting over a fairly short period of time, and the power savings will pay for itself. And so that's one of the reasons why it's working for FNRG, Force Field Energy. That, again, is the stock ticker symbol. Now, of course, it is an investment, so risk is involved. You really should do your research, but I think once you do, you'll come to the conclusion that FNRG is a buy. Again, ForceFieldEnergy.com. So we can talk to you about whatever happens to be on your mind. We've been just a moment ago, we were talking about land expropriation with a gentleman from Canada. And I guess expropriation is the term they might use in Canada. Here they have a different euphemism for it. It's called eminent domain, which is a nicer way of putting we take it from you. We think we need it for our purposes, we being the government, and we're just going to take it from you. Now, we're going to offer you some sort of amount of money for that land, just to make it look like we're doing you a favor and to make us look less questionable by stealing things from people, because then it'll look like we came to a deal. But ultimately, if you don't come to a deal, they'll take it anyway. That's what happens in these situations. And, of course, longtime listeners of the show know that there was a big court decision in the United States back in, I guess it was 2005, where the Kelo 7 case out of New London, Connecticut, was decided by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court decided that governments can take private property and give that private property to a private developer. So the old idea of eminent domain was, oh, well, government's only going to take the land if they need it for something really important, like a road or something government-y. But in this case, now they're saying that, well, whatever the reason is, as long as the government can claim that the public benefit would be greater if they took the land, then they can take it. So all they have to do is make the argument and say, well, we're going to take all these old houses. Yeah, we understand they've been in your family for generations. We're going to take all your houses from you. We're going to hand them over to Pfizer. They're going to open up a facility here, and we are going to get more tax dollars out of that. So therefore, the public benefits, which, of course, public is a euphemism for government. Whenever they're using the word public, they don't mean you.
Right.
You don't benefit from this, especially if you lived in the old homes that they're taking. But what they mean is the government's going to benefit because the government's going to get more tax dollars, and so therefore we should be able to take the land.
Which encourages more rent-seeking behavior by these companies, where now they have all the more incentive to try to go to the government to ask for favors if your land is up for grabs. If that's part of what's under the government's power to give away to these companies, then, you know, the companies are going to go for it.
And maybe donate to the campaigns, you know, have some wheeling and dealing. But another interesting fact about this Kelo decision, Pfizer never used the land.
They actually bailed on the building. I believe that they did open something there, but they ended up leaving after a relatively short period of time, and it's basically a ghost town at this point. They've just nobody came back in. There was nobody who wanted to really be in this facility, as is with a lot of government property. It was mismanaged. It was done very poorly. And so the theory was it would be a bigger tax revenue generator, but in point of fact, now no one's there. The place is nothing now, essentially. It's been a total failure from top to bottom. And so now they've displaced all of those families, all of those people who lived in those homes and paid taxes in those homes for generations on the speculation that this business park idea would work out, and it didn't work out.
Props to Suzette Kilo for taking it all the way to the Supreme Court, I think, and Sue for Justice.
And there was another group. Suzette Kilo was one of the seven, and then there was others were involved. The case, she was the first name on the case, just like how in the Robin Hood case, James Cleveland's name is the first name on the case, but there are other people involved.
But the Supreme Court made a horrible decision on that.
That has to be terribly daunting to be like, you know, to hear that government's going to take your land to give it to a private company. I can just imagine most people probably think, I mean, we three probably know that they would totally do something like that, but a lot of people are probably thinking that has to be illegal. This doesn't seem right.
Definitely not right.
They probably could. I can't imagine their, you know, how they felt when they realized that the government's like, no, we can do that, and we're going to.
And the Supreme Court agrees.
Crazy.
So, we talk about cattle here, Allie. You have a cattle abuse story.
That's right.
What is this all about?
Happens to involve cattle. So, this story is from the Huffington Post, and I was just totally shocked when I heard about it, how they, this police department flipped the situation around. A Colorado woman who went undercover to expose abuse to cattle on a ranch has been charged with animal cruelty on a technicality. Taylor Radig, an animal rights activist associated with the group Compassion Over Killing, filmed alleged cattle abuse at the Quanah Cattle Company, where she worked this summer. She went to the sheriff with footage after she stopped working there. Okay. On Friday, Radig was arrested on animal cruelty charges for failing to report the alleged abuse in a timely manner, according to ABC 7 Denver. That's a violation of state law. Quote, Radig's failure to report the alleged abuse of the animals in a timely manner adheres to the definition of acting with negligence and substantiates the charges animal cruelty, Weld County Sheriff John Cook said in a statement.
So just to clarify, this lady got a job in a cattle processing.
She's going undercover from Compassion Over Killing is the group that she's working for.
Right.
Got a job at this cattle company in Colorado to...
Took video footage of alleged abuse.
Right.
Sent that off. She thought she was doing the right thing by giving that to the sheriff. They charge her with animal abuse because she didn't report it quick enough according to some law.
Exactly.
It seems like she's acting in the capacity of a journalist. I mean, I know she's an activist.
Yep.
But, you know, and so now they're going to say, oh, you have to get this information out in a more timely manner at our, you know, beck and call.
Exactly. Erica Marrier, the executive director of Compassion Over Killing, told the Coloradoan that the charges against Radig are unsupported by the law, and shooting the messenger strategy aimed at detracting attention away from the crimes of those who actually abuse the animals. I'm wondering if this sheriff department is maybe somehow in cahoots with a cattle company, because I haven't read anything about them being charged with animal cruelty.
Good point. We'll come back with more here in a moment, because this isn't the only law like that out there. There are other laws that try to obligate people to do things like report other crimes and punishes them if they don't. More coming up.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines and radiation, or the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed virus, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up anything you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. And joining you in the studio, it's Ian,
Tally,
and Allie.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have on the site. We do have archives available for you. You can click download as many episodes as you like. And maybe you want to hear the last week's episode where it was Allie and Ellen in the studio, and we talked a lot about women and the liberty movement. It was a fairly controversial episode, from what I understand.
Did you get any flack for that one?
No, not necessarily, but people definitely have strong opinions about that particular issue. So you can go back for years and listen to as many Free Talk Live episodes as you want over at freetalklive.com. Now, the reason why the three of us are here together and have the pleasure of knowing one another is the Free State Project. And I'm so grateful that we are all here in New Hampshire, because it's been probably one of the best decisions I've made in my life, was to join the Free State Project and move myself from Florida, which is where I'm from originally, as are you, Tally.
That's right.
Yep. Allie, you're from Alabama.
That's right.
And to move from Florida, where there was no hope for freedom and liberty was just on the way out. It never had happened in my lifetime, and it certainly wasn't getting any better. And it just felt like I was banging my head up against a brick wall trying to explain the ideas of freedom to people, trying to get the people who did understand the ideas to actually do something to achieve liberty in our lifetime. It just wasn't working for me. If you are as frustrated where you are today as I was then, then you really should look into the Free State Project. project, if you want to be in a place where people who love liberty are actually having success, and by that I mean some people are actually winning elections, other people are opting out of the system, other people are doing civil disobedience, there's outreach projects happening all over the place. There's so much going on. Plus, there's a kitty in the studio. I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but it's being fairly noisy. Anyway, so there's, you know, all kinds of things happening here in New Hampshire because of the Free State Project, because people are picking up their lives and moving here and getting active. So I think it's exciting. I'm glad to be a part of it.
So much better to have liberty lovers come here where I am than have to turn everyone around me into a liberty lover. Much easier for them just to come here.
It's like part of the culture, I think. In New Hampshire, the Atlantic Northeast, people just seem to be more tolerant, more liberty-minded, and just so many people move here, not just Free Staters, but a lot of people see the attraction for New Hampshire, I think.
So go to freestateproject.org. You can learn more about the Free State Project there, and you can sign up, join the over 15,000 individuals who are already participants in the Free State Project. Now, not everyone has moved yet. In fact, only a fraction of people have moved at this point. Only 1,500 or so are here as part of the Free State Project in New Hampshire. A lot of people are waiting until 20,000. That's the ultimate goal of the Free State Project, is to reach 20,000 signers, 20,000 people who've pledged to make the move to New Hampshire once 20,000 is reached. And so we are early movers. We decided we didn't want to wait. We wanted to get here now, and it's a good thing that we did, because we've managed to kind of create this groundswell of activism and excitement that's going to bring more people
here. Building the steps to liberty.
Exactly, and get more people interested in what's happening. So again, freestateproject.org, looking forward to seeing you here in New Hampshire, if you care about freedom, that is. So we're talking about this story, Allie, that you're sharing about an activist who was actually charged with animal abuse because she experienced someone abusing animals. She observed, she witnessed animal abuse happening in a cattle processing facility. She video recorded it, but because she didn't report it fast enough, the police have come after her.
Right, that's right. They arrested her and charged her with animal cruelty on the technicality that if you, apparently in Colorado or wherever in Colorado this is, I guess the law is that if you witness animal cruelty and you don't report it when you see it, then you could be charged with it.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like that's pretty terrible. I think the way that they got this law to pass is, like, say your friend's like, you want to come see chickens fight or cockfighting? And you're like, sure, I'll come and watch. And then it gets busted. Well, then they can arrest both of you because you were there witnessing it and you're aiding in the crime or something like that. Maybe that's what this law is about. But this girl is acting as, like Tally said, a journalist. In a journalistic capacity, and she was undercover. She was there to film the abuse that, I guess, the group that she was working with, Compassion Over Killing, I guess they suspected this farm of being abusive towards its livestock, and so she went there to report on it. And I wonder if the reason why they flipped this around on her has anything to do with protecting the cattle farm, because it seems like, you know, if you were a police officer, if you wanted to get, like, you know, whatever incentives they're under, wouldn't you rather be like the one who busts the cattle ranch for abusing its animals? That would be a bigger bust, right, if that's how they think of these things, than arresting an activist for having gone undercover.
I think that's a good speculation. I mean, obviously, it is speculation.
I can't know why they did, but...
Right, because we don't know if they arrested the alleged abusers as well, because, right, she recorded video of some cattle abuse happening. We don't know who it was or if those people were arrested. The article doesn't give that detail.
All it says is that the ranch's parent company said in a statement it was dismayed by the images showing dairy calves being mistreated and that they are cooperating with law enforcement in the investigation.
So what do you think, Tally, on this particular story, this, you know, these laws that actually force people to report things? This isn't the only law like this out there. There are other ones that attempt to obligate people into reporting crimes, that also attempt to obligate people into assisting as well. Like if you know CPR or whatever, if you have a certain certification and you don't assist in a certain circumstance, in some places, I don't know in what places this is, but I've heard these things exist, that you are obligated to assist.
Yeah, so what if you have a corrupt sheriff? I mean, you have to go through him to, you know, like, if I knew of wrongdoing, I would release it to the public. I wouldn't want to go through law enforcement. And
yeah, that's where she really went wrong here. She shouldn't have trusted the police, obviously, and she did, and they screwed her for it. Had she released it publicly, she could have protected her identity, mm-hmm. and or at least to some mm-hmm. extent. And she's like, oh, we just happened to get this video from this somebody on the inside. And then maybe it would be more difficult for them to prove that it was actually her who took the video. They'd actually have to do some level of investigative work to try to determine who the individual is. In this case, she gave them all the information that they needed to charge her with the so-called crime. Mm.
I know, it's just, it's crazy to think that there are laws that you could be in trouble for not acting, right? Yes. That usually you think of breaking the law. If you just sat at home and didn't really do anything all day, you know, didn't participate in anything outside of your home, then you would maybe think that I'm in the clear. I didn't do anything illegal today. I didn't use any illicit substances. But if you didn't act, if you didn't report something they maybe saw from your window, then you might have been breaking the law.
And of course, who actually reads laws in the first place? True. How would she have possibly have known yeah. that this law existed? So, you know, you don't even get the benefit of the doubt in this case. This lady came in with full good intentions. She wanted to uncover some bad things that were happening. She did uncover that information. She took it to the place where she thought you're supposed to take things when you've got evidence of bad things happening. She went to the police department, presents the evidence to them, and, you know, I mean, I can't even imagine what this was like. I imagine they didn't do it right there on the spot. But had they done so, it would have been a real shock to the system, right? Oh, well, thanks for reporting this, ma'am, but according to my calendar, you're 3 days late. We're just going to have to arrest you for this crime, ma'am. Put your hands behind your back. I mean, it's just a crazy, that's just so mind-bogglingly wrong and insane. But then again, we really shouldn't be surprised about that.
Maybe that's the lesson, to use a middleman, like you were saying, not go directly to the police, but go to an activist organization or a journalist, somebody who can protect your identity.
Someone who has the same goals and interests as you. Now, the police almost never have your interests at heart.
Mm-hmm. Apparently not. And I think your speculation may be accurate, especially if this is a small town. You know, if this is one of the major employers in the area, odds are good.
Right.
Odds are good the police know who the owner is, and maybe the
owner might be on the city council.
Right.
You never know.
Or knows somebody who is on the city council. Or the owner might be friends with the police chief.
That's how it's been in almost every town. I know that some people say that local governments are better than, you know, huge governments. And I can almost see the argument for that. But anywhere you go, you can very easily see the revolving door between the large businesses in town, the successful ones, and the local governments, like the city council. We see it here in Keene, even.
Absolutely. I mean, corruption exists everywhere. The Good Old Boys Network exists everywhere.
Yeah, it doesn't always have to do about business. It could be who you're related to or right. who your relationships are with to use your authority in government.
We're going to come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You take control.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. Is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators' Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood pre-finished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Hurry, sale's going on now. Get to your local store or LumberLiquidators.com before these deals get away. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts. All you have to do is dial in now toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. It's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, Ian in the studio.
Tally.
And Allie.
Also, join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband streaming versions of the show. You can listen to the latest episode 24 hours a day, anytime you want, all for free at listen.freetalklive.com. We've got over 125 great radio stations that air the show at various different times throughout the week. In addition to that, we can also you can tune us in on satellite if you are in North or Central America. As long as you can look at the southern sky from your house, you can hook up one of these free-to-air satellite dishes and then get all the LRN.FM programming, including Allie's show, ALP, which is happening tomorrow night. You can get that via satellite 24/7 for free. You do have to buy the equipment, but it's very cheap stuff. So you buy just cheap equipment, install it, and then it's zero cost per month because it's free-to-air, and we're up there too. So go and get the details on how to get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. There's our webcam, as well as listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So plenty of ways for you to get Free Talk Live into your ears. Again, listen.freetalklive.com. We're talking about corrupt sheriffs, and one of the most corrupt sheriffs in the country has to be Joe Arpaio. Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio calls himself the toughest sheriff in America.
This is a sheriff that had his inmates staying outside.
He does have them staying outside, yes.
Heat for a long time.
Tent City, as it's called.
They wear pink undergarments, I believe.
That's correct. And he also is known for bragging about how little he spends on the food for these men and women in his care. if you want to call it that. Now he's bragging about being so generous with his taxpayer monies to these inmates. He's really going all out and spending 56 cents per meal on their Thanksgiving Day meal.
Wonderful.
According to the Huffington Post, Joe Arpaio has planned a particularly economical meal for the roughly 7,500 to 10,000 inmates in his jail system this Thanksgiving. That's the size of a small town.
10,000? I was just thinking that. That is insane, unimaginable.
That's half of the amount of people in Keene, New Hampshire, basically.
And that's for the incarcerated community in...
just in Maricopa County.
Yeah, wow.
Now, there's several jails this man is in charge of, like here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, there's one jail. In Maricopa County, there are multiple jails. And so anyway, going on, the meat comes in at a cost of, or the meal rather, comes in at a cost of 56 cents per inmate, and its main entree will be a 24 cent vegetarian turkey soy casserole. Arpaio tweeted the Thanksgiving menu out Wednesday morning, saying, "Hope the inmates give thanks for this special meal being served in the jails tomorrow." The official Maricopa County Sheriff's Office website features a bio of Arpaio that touts his accomplishments in providing inmates with the cheapest meals in the United States by feeding inmates only twice daily to cut the labor costs of meal delivery. Arpaio has even stopped serving them salt and pepper to save the taxpayer money, according to the bio.
People need salt.
Well, there may be some salt in the food, but you don't get it.
Oh, you don't get your packets?
Yeah, no packets.
I wonder if there's a big underground market here running around this jail. If it's, you said, what was it, the 10,000? Is that just like if you count all the jails? Or are you
talking? All the jails in Maricopa County.
Because I feel like if there's a jail big, and if the jail gets to a certain size, then whatever level of security they have, they're not going to keep people from trading if you just have that many inmates. But
yeah,
maybe it is more secure if we're talking about a bunch of jails and it is like very high security. Maybe it's hard to keep.
Well,
I don't know. It's not. They people do drugs in prison. People exchange cigarettes in prison.
They have
a way to get contraband into the prisons.
I doubt that the people who are going to be bringing contraband in are going to be risking their careers for some pepper packets.
Maybe.
It seems more likely that they're going to bring heroin or something like that, because I'm just going to guess that the drugs probably sell for a lot more than some salt and pepper packets would.
Mm-hmm. It's possible. I'm surprised that the things that people claim you can get for a cigarette in jail. So the market in jail is totally different than it would be outside of jail, because the scarcity of items is just thrown off.
Now, Arpaio is being generous in comparison to his normal meals in the Maricopa County jails that usually cost between 15 and 40 cents. So in the case of this 56 cent meal, he's pretty much going 50% above and beyond the normal cost of his meals in this facility.
So what's included in these Thanksgiving meals?
Well, thank you for asking, actually. He did post the full menu, and they have reposted it down here at the bottom at Huffington Post. If you were in a Maricopa County jail yesterday, you enjoyed a delicious turkey soy casserole at a cost of 0.24 or 24 cents.
But what does that mean? It's turkey
5 ounces.
And soy or
turkey? Soy turkey. So it's probably not flavored like turkey.
Like tofurkey? Tofu
like
turkey?
That, yeah.
Pass.
Mashed potatoes and milk at a cost of 12 cents. Glazed carrots for 7 cents. Fresh fruit at 8 cents. Brownies, which were apparently donated, so no cost to taxpayers on that one. The dinner roll is 4 cents, and margarine for 1 cent, totaling 56 cents. Now, there are people out there that are listening to me saying this. They're like, "Well, these are criminals. Why don't you support them being given the bare minimum, the sustenance?" I mean, this guy gets reelected every 4 years, or however often it is there in Arizona. I mean, he's been in this position for as long as I can recall. As long as I've been an adult, I've heard the name Joe Arpaio, and so the voters, I guess, of Maricopa County seem to love this guy, or at least the majority of the voters seem to love this guy, because they keep reelecting him with super majorities over there, and maybe this is like what people feel like they want. But I think it's a real lack of compassion.
Anybody could be in that jail, right? Because everybody pretty much breaks laws every day, whether it's speeding or, you know, ingesting something that might be illegal.
Well, you're right, Tally. Anybody could be in the jail, but the average voter doesn't realize that. I don't think they do, at least. They don't understand. They don't empathize with the people in the jail. They look at the jail as, oh, that's the place where the bad people are. And they just presume that, well, if you're in jail, you must have done something wrong. You must have done something to harm somebody. That's where they put bad people.
Well, treating jails like it's supposed to be this big punishment place, because there's different ways to view it. Some people like the idea of jails because it keeps scary people who don't respect others' property or persons away from us, so we don't have to, you know, be as concerned. But then there are people who think of it as like, no, we got to punish the criminals. You know, the jail should be an awful place so that no one ever wants to go there, so we all follow the law, so no one wants to go to jail. But I think that making the jails into a place that's like, you know, tormenting and that you try to avoid at all costs makes the stakes higher for staying out of jail. People might put more people in danger.
Take greater risks
just to stay out of jail because it's such a punishment to go there.
It certainly is in Maricopa County. Obviously, not all jails are created equal. For instance, here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, I have been in this jail facility here. Tally, you were there for, what, a couple days?
A weekend.
Did you eat while you were there? Did you?
I did. I skipped breakfast, but had the meals.
What did you think of the food?
It was okay.
Yeah, it's not bad, actually, in Cheshire County. But that's because I've heard they spend $2 a meal on average in Cheshire County, which compared to 40 cents or 15 cents
sounds
like a luxury meal. Mm-hmm. And I can actually say that there was one meal in particular that I remember when I was in there that was – I wasn't in there over Thanksgiving, but we essentially, in the 2 months that I was in there, one of the meals we had was basically a Thanksgiving meal. Like it was turkey, it was, you know, cranberry sauce, and there was stuffing. I mean, it was a straight-up Thanksgiving meal, and it was one of the best damn meals I had in the facility. I mean, the turkey was real, like actual,
nice.
You know, juicy, well-cooked turkey. I was really impressed with this meal, and you don't get anything like that in Maricopa County because Joe Arpaio has no compassion for the men and women that are in his facility. He is a heartless man who loves to brag about how heartless he is, and so that's why he's got a big old grin on his face whenever he, you know, is essentially giving this sort of information. You can tell the attitude of his Twitter post. You can tell he's relishing this. Hope the inmates give thanks for this special meal being served in the jails tomorrow. I mean, you can just hear how facetious he is and horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible stuff. Let's go to Robert. He's in Bellows Falls, Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live, Robert.
Yeah, all I got to say is that, you know, what comes around goes around. You know, I mean, it's pretty obvious. The guy's taunting the inmates and he's taunting the families and he's using the hatred as a political springboard to be able to, you know, keep this position. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You know, it sure would be ironic if old Sheriff Joe ended up in his own jail having to eat his own scheduled meals so he would know exactly what it's like.
Unfortunately, that'll probably never happen.
Probably won't. But, Robert, I appreciate your call tonight, man. Thanks for making it here. And Allie and Tally, thanks for joining me. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you, man.
Online at freetalklive.com. Check out Allie's show at alpshow.com.
Yeah.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property tax and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information. No obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.